Yikar Koyer, Ben Yitzel, Ben Kroz, Ben Levi, Ben Dosen, Ben Abir, Ben Eliyov, Ben Oyn, Ben Peles, Ben Yeruvim. So the ones involved in Machlekes in the beginning was Koyerach, Dosen, Ben Abir, and Oyn, Ben Peles. The Gemara Sanhedrin says that his wife, of the wife of Oyn, Ben Peles, saved him. She said, no matter what happens, you're not going to be the boss. Either Moshe Rabbeinu or Koyerach. So why make her involved in the whole fight without having... He answered her that, what can I do? I already swore that I'm going to be part of their group. And she said, look, I know all the Jews are holy people, like they themselves said, Kaloyim Kulam Kedoshim. And she said, I'll save you by the fact that she got him drunk, and he went to sleep, and then she sat by the door of the tent, and she uncovered her hair, and everybody ran away because they did not want to get close to a woman whose hair was uncovered. That's the story. So the Maisa, Chavos Chaim points out that his first taina against her was, she said a taina that made sense, that he had nothing to gain from it, but he said, what could I do? I swore already that I'm going to be part of them. A very frum taina. Frum tainas always come up to support machlokes. Yeah, so Chavos Chaim says that the shvua that he made really did not have any value. But the halacha, if you make a shvua la'avra ala mitzvah, that if you make a shvua to go against the mitzvah, it doesn't take effect. So it wasn't bechem, just a shvua shov. It didn't have any meaning. Ela what? Now when a person gets involved in machlokes, he's always sure that he's doing the biggest mitzvah. So he did not, in his mind, he wasn't doing a shvua levatalas mitzvah. When his wife made him aware that, you know, getting this machlokes for some type of gain, it's not such a pure machlokes, and you're doing it for gain, you're not going to get the gain, then he was willing to go along with her and realize that that's in the shvua had no value. So the ma'isa, this is a tremendous musa haskel. Says the only reason why he didn't go out directly, even though he realized his shvua was wrong, was he was afraid of the anshei koyach, he'd kill him if he goes back on it. But I'll call upon him, you see the koyach of machlokes. When it comes to machlokes, the person gets into arguments which predominantly is an inyan of kovod. If you ever sat in the bez, then it's never money, it's all kovod. Am I right or you're right? It would be just the issue of the other guy will come up to him and ask him, can you give me tzedakah for that amount? Generally, you do it. With neighbors within a family, you have to realize that a person starting to get into a form of machlokes, even though he thinks it's the greatest mitzvah, maybe it's g'day to take an eitzah from somebody outside of the machlokes and realize that it's just his own negius, and it could always resolve things better with Adam Achoykis.